National film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Doubt it. But maybe.
He hasn't died yet?
No, he hasn't died yet.
And then we get Camel Toe. Well, that would be fun. Yeah, and then Trump will win by 22 million votes instead of 19 million votes.
Yeah.
All right.
We definitely don't want that.
We'll explain why we're in two windows in 1 second, but let's do our opening. Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for April 17th.
2024.
So it's Wednesday, huh?
Hump day, yeah.
Of course it is.
So if it's hump day.
It's showtime.
Save your cards and letters. We know you like that. It's showtime thing. We're leaving it in. Okay. So there's no Rick tonight.
He's playing with snakes.
Well, he's trying to make $3,500. That's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look. Microsoft Bing just popped up in my corner. I can chat with GPT-4 for free right now on Chrome. They're invading the show.
I had some fun with it. I had some fun
my computer.
With
I can't believe that happened.
I had fun with AI today.
But it pops up. It was like this big on my screen. I've got a big screen, but it took up a whole corner of my screen.
You gotta learn how to shut that shit off.
Anyway, no Rick tonight. Some of the New York boys are in town for his birthday, and trust me, wouldn't ask what they're up to either.
He's playing with snakes.
Mm-hmm.
His snake, someone's snake, a snake. I don't know.
Well, let's just put it this way.
Snakes.
Let's just hope after they finish doing what they're doing, they remember to take the cannoli. And if you get that reference, you're definitely my kind of people. So happy birthday to our Italian stallion, Rick. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Well, they already want the hamsters and Rick's not here. They're already asking for it in the comments, but we'll have to say it. We'll play it once, but later.
All right. Well, we're excited that you've joined us tonight. How excited are we?
It's showtime.
No, we're
wrong
not.
Fucking one. I was already dancing too.
But see, that dog is sort of like me when I'm dancing to our opening theme song, sung by Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from Adam and the Metalhawks. There's my boy Adam right there. That's Adam Misclasian, the lead singer, and. There's their latest album. The other boys, that's Johnny Berry. He's a young guy, really good guitar player. Ryan Diversa, he's the handsome one. He's playing bass. He's a good guitar player too, but he plays bass because Johnny plays lead. And Griffin McCarthy, who's their new drummer. That's their 2023 album. It's called Hurry Up and Wait. And if you didn't wait, you could have got it autographed like I did. Well, maybe you couldn't have. Adam knows me. But... They'll be touring all around the United States this spring and summer with Punk Rock Factory, who they toured Europe with last year. They're coming here. They're touring again. So
they're awesome. They got
Adam and the Metalhawks.
They're awesome.
They do some covers that kill. The Guns N' Roses "Sweet Child of Mine" cover. Oh,
They do a good job.
Man, Adam sings that thing like what's his name did back when he could sing.
Axl Rose.
Yeah, I know, but he's what's his name now because Adam. I like Adam's voice is better. You heard Axl Rose lately?
Listen, dude, Axl could never sing even when he was in his prime. He was a
tuner. Was he an auto tuner?
No, I don't think they had auto tune back then. I really don't think they were.
No, I don't think so either. He was good. He could sing.
No, he was terrible. He just was. He was just. He was a big hair band that everybody loved. I think it wasn't a hair band. Sorry, he wasn't a hair band. Right?
Johnny Berry is the new Slash. That kid can wail on the guitar. So check him out. Anyway, the big stories this week are obvious, and we're going to hit on them shortly, of course. But I want to start with 59 seconds of everything that I think. But you know me, I like to give you what I think from somebody else because it gives more validity to it. This is from the master of toxic masculinity. This man probably has some flaws. But in my humble opinion, he's done more to get young men to act like men than anyone else I know. And believe me, that's a problem these days, as anybody watching this show is aware. He was a world champion kickboxer. He owns casinos. He was born in Washington, D.C. He holds U.S., British, and Romanian citizenships. He was an internet sensation and made big bank on the old Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and others. But since then, he's been deplatformed by pretty much everyone everywhere. He is frequently accused of misogyny. I started this week in misogyny when he and his brother were in prison for months in Romania as my kudos to him to keep it going. Because that's all he was doing. He was making fun of the people who were misogynistic. But some people say he's misogynistic. You'd have to know him better. I can't pass judgment on that. But he did inspire me to start this week of misogyny. And when he was in prison, there was no charges in Romania. So it sounds a little bit like somebody here. He is controversial, but he is right very, very frequently. So I want to sum up my feelings on our situation here in the United States through his voice. And I'm betting you're going to agree with him too. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on this show, this is Andrew Tate.
Conspiracy theories that were dismissed as crazy or got people canceled have all been proven true. You're welcome. You're welcome.
COVID. All the shit we said.
Everything we said.
I have no Instagram, no Facebook.
We're deleted from everything for telling you the truth. COVID was a hoax. This is no longer a debate. Russiagate going all the way up to Obama was bigger than Watergate. More and more people understand the 2020 election was in some way compromised by mail-in ballot harvesting, media duplicity, intelligence agency meddling, and tech censorship. The war in Ukraine is built on lies and corruption propagated by evil, self-serving, unelected bureaucrats and politicians under the influence of lobbyists. The absurdity of avoidable crime, DEI, lawfare, two-tier justice, legislative and fiscal incompetence, and illegal immigration is too glaring to ignore, spin, or brush under the rug. We've reached a point now where the matrix has broken. Everybody with even a fraction of a brain is starting to understand that it's all a lie. It's all bullshit.
It's pretty much what we've been telling you, but he did it in 59 seconds.
Yeah, and the thing is
that was awesome.
He's right. He says everything that everybody's afraid to say because they're afraid of being canceled. He's been canceled. It doesn't matter at this point, you know.
He's still worth $100 million, so you don't give.
Correct. And here's the other problem. There's so many people we're starting to find out that are involved in Pizzagate, Epstein, and all this other stuff that there isn't a lot of people that are going to call anybody out right now because they have so many of their own skeletons in the closet that they don't want to step forward because they're afraid they're going to get caught.
And it's all about power.
Of course.
I mean, look what they did today with Mayorkas. In the Senate, they dismissed two impeachment charges like that. Mm-hmm. Be honest with you, from what I understand, and I could be wrong. I'm not a legal expert, but you know, I'm nobody's dummy either.
Well, you're more.
I think the way the Senate dismissed the impeachment charges wasn't constitutional, and what they said was the impeachment charges weren't constitutional. Well, I'm sorry, but if the House votes for impeachment. That's the constitutional way to do it.
Yeah, but wait, stop.
Saying it's not constitutional is not only wrong, But then dismissing it out of hand, that seems unconstitutional. Please, go ahead.
What have we done constitutional for the last 15 years? We haven't followed the Constitution.
Well, that's why I'm mad all the time, Slim, because that's why I'm not a Republican, because I'm a constitutionalist.
I know, but we don't follow the they
neither side follows it all the time. No, they don't.
They don't. They interpret they follow what's it the convenient. Way they want. Exactly. It, just like everything else, everybody in this world does things when it's convenient and when it's not.
Now, would I have wasted time impeaching Mayorkas? No.
No, that was a waste of time.
It was a waste of time. But, I thought it was stupid. But Republicans have been shooting themselves in foot for 15 years, like you said.
Yeah, but here, listen to this one. So what happened? We had the Iran. I know you're not going to talk. You're going to touch on it later. But we had the Iran situation happened over the weekend. And they were talking on Sunday how Monday who's our dude that's in charge of the House, the guy that brings everything before the House, says what's going to, you know, what bills are going to be talked about, or what's his name? The leader of the House.
Oh, Johnson.
Thank you. They had interviewed Johnson, and Johnson said that they were going to drop everything that they were going to discuss in the House this week, and they were going to talk about Iran and Israel. So they asked the guy, well, what were the things that they were going to talk about this week in the House? They were going to talk about air conditioning, you know, reducing, you know, emissions for air conditioning and all kinds of other stupid stuff. It's like our world is on fire. Our world is blowing up, and you guys are worried about air conditioning.
On the other side of the coin, they did have the Columbia president in there today over all the anti-Semitic stuff happening on the campus. And,
well, yes.
And they basically made her look like the phony baloney she is. So, but listen, we put Andrew Tate on our show, and you know, I've referred to Andrew Tate in the past, and I know there's a lot of women out there that don't like him because they've heard stuff about him, but you know, it's the same thing about Trump. You know, they heard stuff and they don't like him because they heard stuff. And true. What they said up there, the Republicans are Lloyds. Yeah. And it's one big old club and we ain't in it. Yeah. I agree with both of those, but, here at Off Hook Radio 2.0, we don't just flirt with disaster like Molly Hatchet. We give disaster a friggin' orgasm. That's what we do. We don't flirt. We give them an orgasm. Or as Trump would do when he's talking about Fanny in Georgia. her and Mr. Wade.
I'm going to have to get a video of that just to leave on the board.
I swear, man's made me laugh so many times over the years, but I never laughed harder than watching him talking about the Georgia case and her boyfriend. I mean, he might as well just go on.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know what? Being Trump, I'm surprised he didn't.
No. He's running for president. That's a classier way to do it, you know. But the little two thing.
Right? He's got zero class. I'm still love the man, but there ain't no class there at all.
Yeah. Well, he's like me. He'd rather be funny than classy. So I don't care.
No, that's cool.
You know, yeah. I like the guy. I don't need all the bullshit that we're going through, but you know, we need what he does. So I'm dealing with it. So anyway, here's stuff that you should know that happened this week. First one, these are things that don't get reported on the news.
That's why you can come here.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta is suing Huntington Beach, California over voter ID measures that they implemented there after overwhelming support by the voters in 2022. The people of Huntington Beach voted. They put this on the ballot. They overwhelmingly approved it on the ballot.
Now we want to change it.
That we have to have voting ID in Huntington Beach. So the AG of California is suing them. Why would California sue a city for securing elections?
Especially one that was voted on. Well, it was voted on by the people.
Just like Tate said, though, 2020, we know it was bullshit. All right. Second thing, the A15 group that is funded by George Soros. You know, last week I had the thing that I explained to you guys was Code Pink, which gets their money from China. This was actually funded by a George Soros group. The A15 group are the ones who shut down traffic all over the country on the 15th, 2 days ago. The bridge into Manhattan and the Golden Gate in San Francisco got the most attention on the news, but there were seven cities. They tried it in, including Chicago, where they blocked the road into the airport. Let's just block the road into the busiest or second busiest airport in the country. Yeah. They did try it in Miami, too. Whoops. Florida, don't play your anti-Semitic, anti-American games. You're going to run around chanting death to Israel, death to America. If you're going to be pro-Hamas, pro-Iran, you want to turn this country onto the right path. Just keep pissing off the liberals in these big cities where you're blocking the traffic. Because these are all Democratic cities. Even Miami. And I know Miami-Dade County voted for DeSantis, but the city of Miami is still more left than right. Just like Tampa, you know. Tampa's the city limits of Tampa are more left than right. You're pissing off liberals.
Yeah, you're pissing off.
You're getting liberals mad at you.
Yeah, those are the ones that are giving you your housing, your money, your food, your debit card every month with $10,000 on it.
Just keep pissing them off because that's who they blocked off. Those are the people that missed their flights in Chicago. Those are the people that couldn't get to work in San Francisco and New York. You know, except for where this bullshit isn't tolerated, which was Florida. Because in Miami, they hauled them off right away. It didn't last long because, well, in Florida, this is true. We have a legal way to deal with this now. Slim?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, now this is a meme, but the point is the same. Nobody cares about your protests. Keep your ass off the road. All lives splatter. In Florida, if you're blocking a highway, as a motorist, you have no obligation to get out of the way.
Now listen, I am not Sheriff Grady Judd, but I can guarantee I'm going to come on here and tell you what Sheriff Grady Judd's going to say. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to run over a protester, please make sure you kill them, not just hurt them, because it's less paperwork for
us. It's less paperwork. He has said that before a couple of times on cases. This guy's
yes,
great.
Yes, he has.
Polk County, Florida. He's right next door to me, and he's still my favorite. So these people that were protesting, they were happy that Iran attacked Israel. Now, what happened the other day, they fired 300 missiles in the forms of drones, cruise missiles, and intercontinental ballistic missiles. One seven-year-old girl, who happened to be Arab, not Jewish, was seriously injured. Now, hopefully she's still alive. They weren't sure if she's going to make it, and honestly, I didn't check today. I apologize. I had a lot of stuff going on. But nobody else was hurt. From 300 missiles, nobody else was hurt. The U.S. military was joined, and this is another thing a lot of people don't know, depending what news network they watch. One person.
Okay, for 300 missiles. But,
yes,
mind you, they had a 12-hour advance that this shit was coming, too. So it's not like they couldn't set up to block all this stuff. I mean, it's not like they... It was 9 hours for those drones to come across Iraq and hit. It was 9 hours.
Well, the point is this.
Go ahead.
There's 300 of them fired.
Yeah, none of them.
The U.S. military was joined by the British. They were also joined by Jordan, the Kingdom of Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to defend Israel. Three leading Arab states in the Middle East helped Israel defend themselves against the attack from Iran. Those countries want Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis in Yemen, which are all Iran proxies, and the Saudis used to fight the Houthis in Yemen. And then we made them stop. I don't know why the hell we made them stop, but we did. We're idiots. They want them gone. Okay, they want, you know, Trump brought peace to the Middle East. They're all about signing peace deals with Israel, get on to doing the economic activity that makes your economy grow, your people prosperous, and peace break out all over. Trump did that. Biden's got weakness, and his weakness brought slaughter. October 7th was part of it. What's going on in Ukraine is part of it. Let's go back to this. 300 shots they took. Some failed at launch. Some didn't. Some failed in flight, didn't get there. Most of the rest were shot down. Only a few actually landed anywhere close to anything. Here's the other part of this. China makes most of them. China makes them. So this was pathetic militarily. This is a giant embarrassment for Iran and for China. Although we're not going to criticize China. How dare we? You know, they pay the Bidens. But Iran causes all the problems in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia wants regime change, and Israel needs regime change if they want to live in peace. And obviously, Iran has no chance against any Western power that has any strength. Just witness Saturday's ineffectual strike. I mean, when you say we had notice, our spy satellites knew that they were moving shit into positions 9 hours earlier. So, yes, we did know they were coming. But we still had to go up and do the dirty work. And I guarantee you, we spent hundreds of millions of dollars.
Which we didn't or shouldn't have done.
To shoot this stuff down.
You know, you said here, you know, Israel needs the regime change.
For peace.
You know, for peace. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You want to
know why?
Well,
they can blow them off the face of the earth.
No. It doesn't. Because you just said in your last, you know, your last sentence or two sentences ago, when we had Trump in office, there was peace between all of them. Because they were, so we don't need Israel.
Adam, don't listen.
I'm just saying, we don't need
Slim's Israel. Arguing with me and he's actually fucking right.
If it's happened once, it can happen again. But if the United States' economy is failing like it is, which it is failing, why would the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas, why would any of them want to try to do what we do if we're fucking failing?
You know, all this crap on news that they yell at us about, you know, oh, Trump's going to be a dictator. Trump's out of control. Look, you know what? The guy is under indictment. He's sitting in court. And he gets out of court. What's he do? He goes to a bodega. You know, we've got a clip towards the end of the show of him in Atlanta. He goes to a bodega where the guy stabbed his girlfriend, stabbed the owner because he wouldn't give her free chips. And then he went in to kill the owner and the owner killed him. And then Alvin Bragg threw him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get to Alvin Bragg in a minute. But I mean, Obama. Well, let's put it this way. Saudi Arabia wants regime change, and we know that Iran could not stand up to a Western force assaulting them. They're not sophisticated enough, and their main leader of terrorism and their military, somebody took him out a few years ago outside of an airport. Who was that? The guy with the funny hair. Oh yeah, Orange Man Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Blew his ass off the face of the earth.
Is he still smoking?
But he might be, because they let two hellfires on one car. I mean,
well, and that's Biden's.
The only reason Biden's, they knew it was him is they found his hand with a ring on it that he always wears. That was the only way they could identify the son of a bitch. But
yeah. You said the point is this.
Yeah, Biden is weak. But
his weakness is he won't shoot the rockets like Orange Man Bad did.
But I think this would be a good time, because the Iranian people, they want food, they want jobs. I think this is a good time to take out the leadership of Iran. Let's have regime change. The timing's perfect. You know, Obama could have done it when he was in charge, when the people were uprising in the street. Remember that girl got shot and killed? And they, you know, Obama could have done it right then. What did Obama do? He sent him a plane load of fucking cash. Okay. What did Biden do? Oh, let's get five hostages out. Two of them were spies. Let's get five hostages. Let's give him another $6 billion for that. You know, $1.2 billion per hostage. You know, they're weak, but you know, will Biden even consider doing it is my question.
No. Of course, he's not. He's an absolute pussy.
No, you're very, very close to the right answer.
He absolutely will not drag us. It's election time. Now, but here's the thing.
The right answer, though, is fuck no.
Okay, fuck no. However, here's something to keep in mind, and you've heard this from many political analysts on Fox, on CNN, even on any news network you watch. Elections... War, a lot of times, if you go to war, you don't end up changing your president during war. So if we were to start a war between now and November, the chances of Biden...
We're already in one.
Well, but we are... But
how many wars were we in when Trump was in charge?
Zero. But but we're not in any declared wars. I mean, but you're right. We are in a bunch of wars. But
we're paying for that crap in Ukraine.
But if the real World War III were to break out before elections... You know as well as I do, they won't change leadership because people don't want to change. Maybe
I think this country is so fed up with this ineffectual leadership.
Historically,
your point is mostly correct. Yes.
But before we get to the election, closer to the election, we are going to put votes down on how many votes we think each one of the candidates are going to get, me, you, and Rick, because I think it's going to be somewhere north of 110 million that Biden's going to get.
There ain't that many people even vote. But anyway.
Dead ones.
All right. So after we dropped all that truth on you, we're going to continue, but we're going to go on a different path. Okay.
Where are we going now?
This is to help the guys. Okay. Because, you know, you're not all the Italian stallions like Rick.
What do you mean, this guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
But there are ways to charm your significant other. And especially if, like most of us, you know, who've been married.
One for one, and I'm not changing that.
No, but the fun stuff lessens more and more over time. Am I not correct?
Yeah, but this, okay. Yes, it does.
So here's how to kickstart your love life. Pay attention, guys.
You sure are looking mighty fine today.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, baby.
What do you want now?
I'm going to take you to Target today and we're going to buy everything.
Everything?
What was that? You want to spend the whole night shopping on Amazon? Let's do it, baby.
Don't say the A word. You know what that does to me.
But first?
Yeah? What's first?
Starbucks.
See, the magic word isn't... You got to learn the magic word, gentlemen. Okay.
Starbucks.
What were the other stores you mentioned? Target. I would never go to Target in a million years.
You know what? Listen, if I need Gracie to do anything in the world, all I got to do is say Starbucks and it's done in 30 seconds. I'm glad he said Starbucks.
All right. The magic word is not Bidenomics, because there's no amount of media bullshit can cover up this truth. We talked about the inflation rates, how low it was when he came in and how it went up. And now he's 4% over top, 9 point something. And he's telling you how great things are. This is what's killing everybody, plus insurance rates, which they don't talk about enough. But in January 2021, if you're going to get a $400,000 home, a 30-year fixed rate with 10% down would cost you $1,349 a month. That same home now is $800 a month more. That's a 60% increase. Did anybody get a 60% raise?
No. Wait.
$800 a month, that's $9,600. Anybody get a $10,000 raise?
Did anybody get
a... You need a $10,000 raise just to be even with where you were when Trump was here.
Did you even get a 6% raise, let alone a 60% raise?
And I'm only talking the $10,000, Slim. The $10,000 raise, that only keeps you even on your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That doesn't count the 42% increase in food.
Taxes,
gasoline,
everything,
insurance, everything else. So look, you're talking about Biden. I really think people are that fed up. I don't think they're going to go anywhere. But if people don't want to vote for Trump, we're going to have to play the hamsters.
You want me to play the hamsters?
We're going to have to. People need to learn. They need to listen. If you don't listen, that you're getting.
Oh, you just froze.
And the hamsters.
You froze. I'll play the
hamsters. Yeah, you should play the hamsters and nobody would know I froze.
Well, here we go. I'll play the hamsters. Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right.
The reason I thought it was appropriate there is because that's like the American people trying to keep up with Bidenomics. You're running like hell. You're going and you're not getting anywhere. And eventually it just throws you off into a friggin' wall.
Pretty much.
Perfect metaphor.
And the thing is it's, if he's reelected, it's going to only get worse. And it's, and quite honestly, I think we've talked about,
of course, this. It's going to get worse. Kamala will be president soon. This man's one step away from the grave.
Yep. And I think you and I have talked about this too. If the Democrats do somehow seal this and win this election, I think the Republicans are sunk from here on out because they will have found the way to cheat and continue to get away with it. So we're done. And the Democrats will rule from here on out.
I'm going to apologize for being on air, but I have one of these Ricolas in my mouth. My allergies have been getting to me and my throat's kind of like, so yeah, I don't have much problems with allergies anymore. So it must be really, really bad. So those of you who have allergy problems and this season's really getting to you, I understand because you know, I haven't had allergy problems in years. Anyway, hey, the Connecticut Huskies won the NCAA title the second straight time last week. And after last season, when they won it the first time, well, won the first time ever, but a year ago, Coach Hurley took the guys to the White House. We found this commentary from one of their star basketball players after their visit to the White House. This is the guy that the media thinks we should reelect. Go ahead.
We won a national championship, went to the White House, took a picture with Joe Biden, team picture. Joe Biden talked to us for about 3 minutes. Okay. And then right after that, he asked us for a picture again.
Hmm. What did he say in that 3 minutes?
Yeah. Completely ignored Coach Hurley. Really couldn't understand what he was saying. And then he said, all right, let's grab a picture.
Do you think he knows basketball?
Not much.
So he didn't just recently become a flaming idiot, pander bear.
No.
Yeah. He's like, oh, Connecticut, they vote for me. I don't need to pay attention to them. Okay. All right. So that was last year and last week. And the biggest story of the last week, though, was not Connecticut winning the national championship. Last week, the biggest story was O.J. Simpson's death. I think we've waited long enough. So, well, since he killed white people, and there was slavery at one time in this country, and in, I think it was 92, cops did beat Rodney King, apparently O.J. murdering two white people was all right. At least if you listen to this woman on CNN in the cavalier way, she says she's okay with murder since the victims were white. Anyway, this is true. Play this.
All right, he had it clicked. There we go.
So racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial. Particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
So some Democratic rednecks killed Emmett Till, so that excuses O.J. Simpson, who's the whitest Black man in America, for killing two white people. That's basically what the bitch said. You know, there's no way to sugarcoat it. I mean, how sick is CNN to let that kind of crap... If somebody at Fox said something like that, they'd be fired that same day.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not sticking up for Fox. I dissed them last week, but that's all right. CNN's just sick. So anyway, hey, being sick. We don't just flirt with disaster. We give it an orgasm, right?
That's right.
That's our slogan. So,
well, fluent and snark, and there's our new one. So
it's our turn now.
Yeah.
Today's not the day for O.J. Simpson jokes, but I may take a stab at it tomorrow. Nah, sorry. We're going to take a stab at it right now. Here's our drink of the week. There you go. Today's signature drink is the Ford Bronco, which is a white shot being closely followed by red and blue ones.
I like it.
If you weren't alive in 1995, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Look it up. I'm not sure, but I thought in 1995 it obviously fit. Apparently, Jesus agrees with me.
I think so.
Don't know, bro. Looks like it fit to me. And of course, inquiring minds. Well, did it? Fits like a glove. Yeah, that hasn't been caked in blood in a locker for a year, and then you try on with rubber glove underneath it into calfskin gloves that are tight as hell to begin with, which I already have a pair. Slim and I are talking about this on pre-show.
Yeah,
they're I don't know what they cost now. I got mine a long time ago. They're like $100 and some bucks, but they're really tight. They're really cool. But I live in Florida. I never get to wear them anymore. So every once in a while, when I move my socks, they wave at me. Oh, remember us? Hi, we're in here. They were just like OJ. So really tight. You can't put them on. If you soak them in anything wet, they shrink.
Oh yeah.
You soak them in blood, they shrink and they get stiff. And then you put on a surgical glove underneath. Of course, your hand's not going to get all the way in there. And did you also notice? If you go back and look at the film, he had his hands spread out like this to make it even harder to get in there. It's like the prosecution blew the whole case right there. But then again, they were white people. So that lady at CNN didn't care. Oh, my God. Anyway, we do have a video recreation of OJ at the pearly gates. I think we'll play that for you.
Yeah, here you go.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Me? Just hanging around.
Hey, God caught him.
I love that guy.
Hey, we've also got his final ride.
We do.
There you go. The Ford Bronco hearse. That's only appropriate. You know, and the thing is, all this was preventable. I'm going to need my phone for this because we did it on pre-show. I couldn't see it on the screen. Unless I can make it bigger, but then it screws up my stuff. So anyway, OJ could have gone on to win Super Bowls. He never did. He still could have set the rushing records that he has or had. He could have done memorable commercials like the Hertz one and been the whitest black man in America. He could have entertained us in movies and lived as an icon of American sport. But as they always do, the Buffalo Bills fucked it up. This all can be blamed on the Buffalo Bills, plus more. We'll show you why. For those of you on your phones, it says, reminder, the Buffalo Bills just barely lost the game in 1970 by missing a wide-open guy in the end zone for a touchdown. Terrible pass. By losing that game, that allowed Buffalo to get the first pick in the draft where they took O.J. Simpson. So then O.J. Simpson lived in Buffalo. That's where he met his wife, Nicole, and then allegedly, yeah, killed her.
I love the word allegedly.
Yeah. He then hired Robert Kardashian to be his lawyer. They won the case, making Kardashian somewhat famous. Then Kim drops the sex tape, and she becomes famous. So basically, the 1970 Buffalo Bills are the reasons we have to deal with the Kardashians today, because if they'd have won that one game, they wouldn't have had to pick they took to, for O.J., then he would have never met Nicole, then never had the chance to kill her, preventing the entire Kardashian family from ever being even a sliver of a subject in modern culture. Damn you, Buffalo Bills. Damn you. That is a perspective you don't get on CNN. You only get it here.
That's right.
Fucking Buffalo. Anyway. And I just remind her, OJ got off in the criminal trial, but he was found responsible in the civil trial, and he never really paid the bills. And what he went to jail for was roughing up people over memorabilia. So you younger people who don't know the context, well, wasn't OJ in jail? Yeah, he was, but it wasn't for the murders.
Did you hear that his family, anybody who was by his bedside during that final couple of days, which was his family, his medical crew, and which somewhere between 30 to 50 celebrities all had to sign non-disclosure agreements. There is some talk that they believe OJ may have actually confessed to the kids what actually might have happened. And that's one of the reasons why non-disclosures.
Did you also see that cringe? You know, Corinne Jean-Pierre, yeah, who I call cringe.
Yeah, I know you
mean by cringe. Well, I know, but not everybody in the audience knows. Because every time she talks, I cringe.
I think everybody does.
She expressed her condolences to OJ's family. Nothing to Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. But then, you know, in defense of cringe Jean-Pierre, which I would rarely do, but in her defense, you do realize she is stupid.
She's fucking moron.
So that's her excuse. Okay. So OJ got off, but another famous American's facing criminal charges for potential crime whose statute of limitations ran out years ago. The key players include a judge whose daughter runs a PR firm for liberals. Between Kamala Harris and shifty Schiff pencil neck geek bastard from California who had all this evidence on Trump and impeached him and that jerk, her firm earned $4 million just last election cycle. That's the daughter of the judge who also contributed to Biden and some other wacko left-wing groups. And then you've got a DA who lets crime run rampant in New York City, but damn that Trump guy, I'm going to charge a federal crime. So the statute running out on the other crime that I'm trying to charge him with doesn't matter. So we've got a local prosecutor charging a federal crime. That shouldn't happen either, but it's New York.
They make the rules up as they go.
They kind of do. And then the key witnesses are a former Trump lawyer who's been convicted of perjury. Boy, there's a hell of a witness for you. And a porn star who said it didn't happen in an affidavit, which we have here and Slim's going to read.
Yeah, it this actually says, to my concern, over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid, quote, hush money, as has been reported in overseas and on overseas owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at Stormy Daniels. Thank you, of course, the Stormy Daniels. So there you go. I mean,
that should have been the end of it, right?
Absolutely. If she said it didn't happen, but if she says it did not happen, it was not paid hush money.
But her lawyer was the MSNBC Jeffrey Toobin. He was, you know, because every time he came on, everybody at MSNBC was gone because they got so excited. Her lawyer was Michael Avenatti, who's been convicted of defrauding his clients and is now doing, 16 years, I think, in prison. He pushed her to disavow that affidavit because, so what? Trump's worth billions. We'll get all this money out of it, and then you get to pay me.
Isn't that duress?
If you're he was convicted of all kinds of things, but he was a scumbag. She's put her picture up. I mean, come on, look at her. She's got big tits, but she's not too bright. You can just tell looking at her. Look at her. Come on. Seriously.
She looks brighter than Kamala.
Well, yeah, her and Kamala have similar skills, though. Yeah. Well, we're not gonna go there.
It was good, though.
Willie Brown told me. So anyway, she disavowed the statement and said, oh yeah. Me and Trump, we're banging, man. We're banging.
No, how's he do it?
Banging. Oh, Trump. Okay. I like that. But Trump sued her for lying, defamation. Cause she signed the affidavit. She said she didn't do it. She acknowledged in the affidavit she was paid money, but that isn't why she was signing the thing. She said it just didn't happen, period. And they gave me some money to shut up and go away. So I'm shut up and going away. Now my lawyer's saying, don't go away. Disavow what you said. Okay, I'm disavowing what I said. She's just a little puppet, you know, with, you know, I guess big bazoombas. But Stormy owes Trump money. She lost twice. One was a $300,000 judgment and one was a $120,000 judgment. All Trump asked for was legal fees reimbursed. Mm-hmm. She owes Trump's lawyers $420,000. She owes him. Okay. She is going to be the key witness against Trump in this bullshit case in New York. A woman who has lost twice in court for lying about Trump. And the other key witness is his former lawyer who's been convicted of perjury and is doing jail time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
$420,000. You know, $420,000 is a shitload of lap dances.
Sure is.
So, you know, so my question is this all about sex? I mean, when it was Clinton, they said it's all about sex. You're not supposed to pay any attention. And frankly, I think the lawyer is probably the one who banged her anyway and just paid her off with Trumpy cash because he had access to it. But then again, maybe DJT did get a porn star session. I mean, hell, where I come from, that's a resume enhancement for a dude.
Most places it is.
It's just sex. Oh, but none of the liberals who said that about Clinton when he lied, threatened a woman, paid her $800,000, lied to the court, lost his law license, was impeached. Oh, that was just sex. Cigar in the toozy. Come on the dress. Trump's got an affidavit saying it never happened.
But he's still guilty.
He's got two court judgments saying she defamed him by saying it did happen. But we're still putting him on trial.
Mm-hmm.
New York. My stupid criminal of the week is every Democrat who thinks putting Trump on trial over made-up bullshit will help them stay in power. We can see the opposite's happening because the more they push this crap, the more people are loving them. We've got a This Week in White Supremacy towards the end from Atlanta. Oh, we're going to show you about it, prove that out. I do have another This Week in Stupid Criminal. We got a mugshot here. This is Derek Condon, 39, from Michigan. Derek Condon is not here to see that we're making him famous. And let me explain to you why. Bad. Christine Janayan, an 85-year-old grandma, took the life of home intruder Derek, Condon, while she was chained to a chair. He broke into her home, tied her to the chair. Then he went downstairs because she told him that's where the safe was. While she was downstairs, she drug herself to her room on the chair. You know, this is an 85-year-old woman sliding, tied up to a chair, slide herself into her room. She retrieved her .357 Magnum. When he returned, she opened fire. She fired twice. He fired back 10 times. He hit her multiple times. She survived. He was dead on the kitchen floor. Thank God for the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and Derek, you take, I don't want to look at that ugly, well, I just left bitch. It.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably good that he didn't make it because I was thinking about this, Slim. And I'm thinking this boy gets taken out by an 85-year-old woman who was tied up. If he'd have survived his gunshot wounds and going to jail, his prison nickname would have been Pincushion.
Probably.
All right. Let's hit This Week in Marketing quick. We got a few to share, but first I want to ask, have you guys, I'm only talking to you, Slim, because the rest of them can't talk back, but
this is true.
Have you ever seen those Del Webb or those Villages ads to get people to move in?
Yeah.
You've seen them?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in that age group, okay?
Yeah, you are.
And they bother me because basically orgies at my age are just gross.
You'd be surprised.
And we know that's what they're talking about.
Well, you probably love it.
Would you like to join us? No, we'd love to join you. And the guy, well, I could do a cartwheel in this kitchen. Yeah, probably naked. Look at my ding dong.
Just make sure you get your shots every once in a while. You'll be fine.
I don't want to see people my age naked. I don't even like seeing me naked.
Just turn the lights off.
I'm down to 197 pounds and I don't want to see me naked.
Turn the lights
off. I'm old.
Blackout shades. You're good.
Anyway, orgies of my age are gross. Anyway, first up, marketing ad. This is not working for Joe, certainly. If you're buying smart water for $4 a bottle, it's not working. I don't care what price Joe pays, it won't work.
No.
And we found some more of that new math. Remember we had that strip club sign where they advertised 31 sexy legs?
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of wondering about that one. I'm pretty sure this sign was on that club's door. Cashier wanted must be 18 years old with 20 years experience. That damn new math, it'll get you every time, right?
It definitely will.
No, but I finally found a good one. This is the best one I've seen in a while. Aussie fans know where to eat. This is awesome. Rack Slabbeth Barbecue.
Ooh.
Pork butts gathered in their masses, slapping sauces on fat asses.
I like it. That's good. That's one of the best ones.
That is awesome. All right, we got This Week in White Supremacy clips. Both are short, but this was Trump in Atlanta. This is the white supremacy crip from Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. Don't think that bullshit trial down there is impressing the people. But Orange Man Bad apparently is.
Here we go.
Media tells you, Mr. Trump, we support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a...
That girl was fine, too. She said, I don't care what the media says, we support you, Mr. Trump. That was a fine-looking young black woman. Now, didn't the media tell us that young black women are the least likely to support Trump?
Mm-hmm. They are. And by the way,
unless Biden, she was trying to get some of that Stormy Daniels hush money the hard way. I don't know.
Biden took a page out of Trump's playbook today and stopped by a gas station.
Yeah. You have the film?
No, I don't have the film to that, but nobody cared. Absolutely nobody.
I was going to throw it in. Yeah. He had Secret Service and two aides there. And the only person grinning at him was the guy behind the counter.
Yeah. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared at all.
But
Trump walks into Chick-fil-A and they're mobbed.
The whole world goes freaking ape shit. It's hilarious. But, you know, he's the man, so.
You don't think that bullshit trial down there is impressing anybody?
No.
But apparently Orange Man Bad still is. Hey, Fanny.
Thank you.
I just had to do it one more time. Yeah. I can't help myself. All right. So she said, that woman said she didn't believe all the garbage. And, you know, it seems a lot of voters look at Trump now. And, you know, the media is saying all their crap and everything. That, oh, he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. And you said that the first time. We had him for 4 years. None of that shit happened. Actually, things were really, really good until China infected all of us with something that really wasn't that bad. But you all told Trump it was, and, you know, it went nuts. So I think a lot of people are looking at Trump like I think Trump has now become a political booty call. By that, I mean, it's like, you know, you had that ex, and you think, well, yeah, we had to break up. After a week, you're glad you broke up. And then a couple months later, you're thinking,
man, you shouldn't have broke up.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah.
And a year later, you're calling her up, 2 o'clock in the morning, going, miss me? Yeah. That's Trump. He's a political booty call. It's like an ex you realize really wasn't that bad. So, and then this was this week in Nashville. This is quickie. You got to pay attention. We might have to run it twice, but go ahead.
There we go. That's great. Let's run it again. That's great.
You got everybody thinking he's for Biden. He's for Biden. He's like, no.
Nope. Not at all. Fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's not black either. See, those are new listeners. This is why we call it This Week in White Supremacy. Because when Larry Elder ran for governor of California, when they were trying to recall Gavin Slick Willie Newsom, Larry Elder is a black man. He's a radio host, and he's a smart guy. He's a nice guy. He would have been a better governor than Gavin Newsom, but he's not like my favorite politician. He's not really a politician even. But he's black. And the LA Times called him the new face of white supremacy. Okay. You know, all this bullshit racism talk out there and stuff, I don't think even those idiots can stretch it that far, but they try.
They do.
Larry Elder, the new face of white supremacy. So I call this segment This Week in White Supremacy because it's my homage to Larry Elder and the abuse that he took from the left-wing wackos in California who are, you know, also trying to keep Huntington Beach from enforcing their own laws that if you show up to vote in Huntington Beach, you got to show ID. Well, we've already got laws that you have to show ID. Well, then you don't mind if we enforce ours. No, that's racist. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the logic is just gone. I was reading stuff on Twitter. The chief of staff for Biden, he's on Twitter. And I looked up his account and I was like reading the comments under him. And these people are just fucking deranged.
Are they really?
Oh, they're just deranged. You know, you can't be on any of those people's side. Those are the people you need to just go. Remember when you're at school and you got cooties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these people.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be anywhere near those people.
They're the adult version of cooties.
Nope.
All right, we got some memes of the week, do we? We got a show meme, right?
We got a show meme this week.
This is our fuck you to Facebook?
Yeah, we got to show meme, and basically, because you know Rick's not here, so
We're also suspended for 8 months, which is why we need you to share our show, because Facebook doesn't let us use our biggest page. It's suspended because Brent's suspended till December.
December of 2025 or something like that. I don't fucking know anymore.
It's just ridiculous. So we need your guys' help. So when you get a notification saying your post goes against community standards on Facebook, my attitude is basically, well, if it ain't the invisible cunt.
And then you post that and then you get in more trouble.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So you're my brother, man. They're dissing you. I'm going to stick up for you.
No, I know. Here's yours.
Yeah, this is for all the married men out there. Daddy, I'm afraid of zombies. Zombies aren't real. They're just people with makeup. Oh, just like mommy? Yep, just like your mom. This week in misogyny, right there. There you go.
There you go. I didn't really have one this week, but I did find one just for because this is the truth. I identify as an overtaxed, underrepresented, non-woke, pissed off American citizen. So, and I'm sure everybody does.
But even with all your white privilege, you didn't get to see the eclipse last week.
I sure didn't. Still pissed.
But all the Mexicans got to see it.
Yeah, they did.
Really, this white privilege thing ain't what it's cut out to be.
No, it's not fair. It's really not.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's fucking bullshit. Hey, look at that. We get Rick. Rick's not here tonight. He's the one that's got a big boy job and the one that's always got to go to bed. And we're always running past 11.
I've got like seven things I wanted to put in. I didn't put in. I moved them to next week. And I should have put some in. Didn't you have something extra?
Well, yeah, there was some testimony about how much some airplane parts cost. In Congress, and it goes back to a reference from the movie Independence Day when they're in the bunker, and you know he says you don't really think that they spend $50,000 on a toilet seat, do you? Well, let me show you that they actually do spend not $50,000 on a toilet seat, but $90,000 on a bag of bolts. Let's check this out.
Secretary is a bag of bushings. This bag of bushings, stamped out by machinists, don't need a high school diploma. It's not anything high tech about this. All of this bag is compliant with the FAA specifications. How much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings?
I don't know, Congressman.
$90,000. This is a $90,000 bag of bushings that you need for any jet turbine engine just to operate. So the exorbitant cost due to DOD only buying commercial parts from the OEMs, which is essentially sole source, is literally driving us out of business. I mean,
I'll just leave it right there. I don't need
to. But I got a comment on that.
Okay, please.
In my opinion, the only bag of bushings that size that could fetch $90,000 would be if all the Kardashians shaved it into a bag and it was all Kardashians bushings. They could probably get 90 grand for that.
There you go.
And that we could blame on OJ too.
There you go.
Just saying. Logic. Yeah. Just being logical.
No, I hear you.
Or something.
I got nothing else.
I'm never going to grow up.
No, that's okay though.
You know, if they told me to hold up a 1 if you're mature or a 2 if you're immature, I'd hold up 69. Because that's just how I am.
Nothing wrong with that either.
All right. So we're ending this week with the sweetest thing I saw right after I talked about Kardashians, bushings, and grossed everybody out. Okay. But this is the sweetest thing I saw this week. We're always amazed by animals.
We are.
But this is a mama's instinct, and we get this one. So our instinct is please share our damn show because it pisses off Facebook and makes us happy. And we are fighting like hell to get our audience back because Facebook just wrecked us. Little bitches.
They're assholes.
Zuckerberg didn't give us $400 million to steal an election. I'd take $400,000 and we just quit the show. Give Slim half and I'll take half. And Rick doesn't need it.
He's got a SAG card.
He's got a SAG something. He's old. His birthday.
Hey, be nice. He's playing with snakes.
Hey, I said happy 49th birthday on his page, and our friend Mark had to put in the comments there, plus 18, zip. I'm trying to get the man dates, you know? He's the Italian stallion.
He doesn't, you don't have to get him dates. It's unvaxxed. Remember, he's good. Everybody wants that. Wait, we got any comments we should flash?
No, I just wondered what I did TMI on. Somebody said TMI zip.
Oh, yeah. We don't mention Rumble, but yeah, we're on Rumble. That Rumble's where we stream to, so.
Yeah, if you watch us on Rumble, if you have the app on your TV, you can watch us on a 70-inch TV.
I'm good with that. I don't need to see myself 70 inches. I'm good.
You're bragging again, aren't you?
Well, maybe. Just a little.
No, I've got a 65-inch OLED, and I watched our show back yesterday on that.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched it back to see if we made any mistakes or anything. And actually, our a lot of the ad-libs last week were great. You had one that I missed because I was on to my next point.
That's all right.
It was still funny as hell, but you had like four of them, five of them. They were all good. Rick's were all good. And my ad-libs were nasty, which I like. So I thought it was a damn good show. And if you missed last week's show and you didn't like this week's show, go watch last week's show, okay? We're ain't perfect.
And if you didn't like either of them, I guess don't watch again. I mean,
we don't care. We do the show for us.
And we don't make any money. We do it for fun. So
we're ending this with A Mama's Instinct. This is the Fox. So if you piss off Facebook and the rest of them, we're going to let you see this. Please. We got to ride out this 8-month suspension. We're counting on you. So here is Mama Fox. You're going to love this one. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Good night from Rick, too, playing with the snakes.
A fox came to Grandpa's door and roared loudly. It seemed very anxious. When it noticed someone paying attention to it, it walked while looking back, gesturing for them to follow. So Grandpa brought some tools and followed it out. They passed through a patch of forest and arrived in the courtyard. As they walked in, Grandpa saw a young fox tangled in a net. It turned out that the fox was trapped, and its mother came to beg Grandpa for help. Grandpa quickly took out the tools to prepare for the rescue. When the young fox saw a stranger approaching, it instinctively struggled. Grandpa comforted it softly, and it gradually calmed down. The fox mother stayed by its side, nervously watching over her baby. They waited for Grandpa to use pliers to cut off the net. Finally, all the tangled net was removed from its body. Then, Grandpa checked the young fox's body. A week later, something that surprised Grandpa happened. The fox mother took the initiative to help clean the fallen leaves in the yard and brought her baby to visit Grandpa. After that, the fox mother often came to visit Grandpa. Every time he gave her eggs, she would carry them away to feed her baby. Even her favorite chicken leg, she would bring it home to share with her family, wishing Grandpa and the fox a lifetime